We're ready. We're hoping you're ready. Angola in purple, Warsaw in white. Up she goes. We're underway, and Angola wins the tip. And right away, Warsaw comes out to trap. And right away, it's thrown over the head of the intended target and out of bounds. So Warsaw with the ball on a five-game win streak. Going to the Northridge game, there was real concern this could be a 500 basketball team, but they have not lost since their road trip down to Center Grove. Left side Neely in the corner, Winchester. Wide open three is good. Her three-point shot has been pretty spot on here the last few games. Warsaw pressing up 3-0. Across the line, Caswell fell down, stolen by Zartman. Ahead to Bricker. She'll stop and score. 5-0 Lady Tigers, 40 seconds in. Long pass against the press. Reinert lobs down and deep, too high for Holman. That's grabbed by Zartman. Zartman racing up through the center of the court, all the way to the free throw line, all the way down the lane. Had her shot blocked. A big block there by Stillman. It's grabbed out of there by Angola. In transition, Stillman. She'll back it out. They have a lot of versatile players on their team. Stillman is their tallest player. Their roster does not share heights. But they have Holman and Stillman, who are the tallest players. So when you drive in there, you're driving against a pretty formidable front court. Backing down in, left-handed hook, Oberlin, no good. Rebound tipped by Winchester, grabbed by Neely. Neely racing up the far side, had the ball knocked away, gets it back, keeps dribbling. Now skips a pass across to Zartman, left side to Bricker. 5-0 Lady Tigers, we played that minute and a half. Bricker on the drive, in the lane, a floater is good. Jocelyn's got two baskets and 4 points. The Warsaw leads 7-0. In transition, Reiner picks up her dribble, dumps it down to the near side, Oberlin. Faces up at the three-point arc, and then will dribble out and hand off to Caswell. Caswell against Zartman. Out to the top for Stillman. Stillman drives right, now spins back and kicks it out into the corner. It was bobbled by Reiner. She would have had a three-look, but she could not hang on to the pass. Stillman walks it out to the center line. Out toward the center circle. Picks up her dribble against Chastain, and she threw it out of bounds. Warsaw overplaying. Holman cut to the basket, and Stillman threw it into the front row. Out of bounds to the Lady Tigers. Already up 7-0. We played a little over 2 minutes. Here comes a diamond and one half-court trap. Bricker across the line, deep left corner, Winchester, wide open for three, not this time. Rebound, Chastain had the ball knocked away. She saved it in, but she saved it into Holman for Angola. Up the far sideline, Oberman drives in the lane, ran over Winchester, and they're going to call a foul on the Lady Tigers, and they're going to call it a shooting foul. Neely's going to get the foul. That's her first. Well, I'd like to go back and look at that one again. If you're watching on the stream, you can just slide the bar back. Delaney Vilma will come into the game for Warsaw. First foul of the game on either team belongs to Neely. Free throws here for Oberlin, who's a 61% free throw shooter on the year. And the first one's good. When I talked to Dave Panning before the game, I said, what's your objectives here? Right? Your conference season is over. What do you want to accomplish? He said, we want to get out of here healthy and we want to compete. Second one by Oberlin is way short. Winchester tipped it, but it's grabbed by Bricker for the Lady Tigers. Jocelyn in the front court, had her pass tipped and it's taken away and almost lost. It is lost out of bounds. Caswell tipped it, tried to stumble up the sidelines, never really got control of it and lost it right in front of the Warsaw bench. So one turnover each way. And here comes that diamond one trap again. Pass by Vilma right at the feet of Zartman. And a whistle and a held ball in the air belongs to Warsaw. That works out at the Tiger Soccer Complex, not here. Warsaw plays it in leading 7-0 with 5:12 left to play in our opening quarter. Bricker against what looks like a 2-3 zone here by the Hornets. Bricker at the top, left side to Vilma. Back to Bricker at the top. And she'll back away with the dribble, throw it to the right side for Zartman. Zartman back to Bricker. Bricker lobs the deep right corner. Zartman will catch it and shoot it and hit it. The screen set by Winchester left her all by herself in that corner, and it's 10-1 Lady Tigers. at the line. Oberlin zigzagging, really against nobody. Gets it across the line to Caswell. Caswell against Bricker, one number 10 against another. Near side for Reinert. Hands back, three on the way by Caswell, way short. Rebound grabbed the lane by Holman, and she puts it up and in. Holman has their first field goal. It's 10-3. Bricker, alley-oop lob pass, then it's thrown away. Bad pass by Bricker, taken away by Norwell, or by Angola. Stillman lost the handle on the ball. It's loose, and it's grabbed by Caswell. Now to the right sideline for Stillman. Stillman off a high screen. Warsaw will not switch this time. Stillman threw it in the lane. He threw it away. Steal by Bricker. Bricker racing down, weaving through traffic. Takes it in for the right. Forced it up. Forced it in. Bricker's got 6 first quarter points. Warsaw leads Angola 12-3 at the midpoint of quarter one. To the line, Stillman throws it backwards to Oberlin. She'll bring it in the front court. Warsaw has 2 subs waiting at the scorer's table. Oberlin spun the lane, tripped and taken away. The steal by Zartman. She'll race down, throw it up off balance and put it in, and a foul. Zartman got run off the end line. The foul is called on Caswell. That's her first, and we will have timeout called here by Dave Panning and Angola. 3:33 left to play in our opening quarter. It's Warsaw 14, Angola 3. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman back in the Tiger Den. Warsaw to a great start here in their regular season finale, leading 14-3 with 3.5 minutes left to play in our opening quarter. Again, Grace Berger is here. She's about 20 feet from where I'm sitting, and Grace will be sitting in for the first part of the second quarter, telling us about the big competition that's coming up at halftime of this varsity game and what it means for the winner. Free throw up and good. Zartman completes the 3-point play. So she's got a 3-point basket and a 3-point play. And Warsaw leads 15-3. Stillman gets it in on the inbounds pass to Caswell. And Caswell then fell down with the ball against Neely. Stolen again by Zartman. Races in the front court. A foul is going to be called. Reinert with the foul, her first. Out of bounds to Warsaw. Zartman against the 2-3 zone. Left side for Kelsey Wren. Back to Zartman on the right. From NBA range, it's short. Rebound grabbed by Holman for Angola. In transition, Caswell forced up a tough one. That's no good. Neely's going to get her second foul of the opening quarter. So with 3:08 left in the period, Bricker back to the bench to check in. Neely will have to take a seat. Neely said she was just kind of along for the ride. Lenny Krebs thought the same thing. He's asking the official about it. Caswell puts the first free throw up and in. She's their leading scorer. They average just a little under 48 points a game. She's the only player they have that's averaging 10 points a game. And she's right at 10. But they got, like we've seen other teams have, here in our most recent past, they got a lot of girls in the 6 to 8 point range. Second free throw, no good. Oberlin trying to reverse layup. It's no good. Oberlin got the rebound. Shoots an 8-footer over Winchester. No good. Wren has the rebound for the Lady Tigers. In transition, Bricker, top of the circle. Left side, Winchester. Down to the corner for Zartman. Zartman out to Bricker. 2:50 left to play. Opening quarter, Warsaw leads Angola 15-4. It's a 2-3 zone by Angola. Bricker, left side for Zartman, down to the corner for Wren, up the sideline to Zartman, and then back out to Bricker. Now back to the corner, Zartman up the baseline, drives the block, had her shot blocked under there, and it's taken out. Lenny Krebs, hands in air, can't believe no foul is called. Stillman grabs the rebound and brings it up. She'll kick it out to the near side for Reinert. Spins up the left side, floats it off the glass, no good. Bricker, the rebound for Warsaw. She'll take off on her counterattack. Long pass up the baseline for Zartman. Into the corner, Winchester. Her three-way short. Zartman has the rebound. She'll pull up for 12 at the edge of the lane. That's no good. Rebound grab by Holman for Angola. Still 15-4 Lady Tigers. 2 minutes left to play in our opening quarter. Caswell. Right side, three on the way by Oberlin. Is no good. Long rebound to Villeman. Villeman takes off running. Up ahead to Bricker, who's a little farther forward, and she'll put it in. Bricker with 8 in the first quarter. Warsaw leads 17-4. That's a very unselfish play by Villeneuve. She could have easily taken that herself. and nobody would have thought anything of it. But Bricker was a step ahead, and so she threw it forward and ends up in two. Three-point try by Reinert, no good. Winchester the rebound. Up ahead, Wren, left corner, Bricker. Back to Kelsey Wren. She'll shoot an NBA three, and it's good. That's her 12th three-pointer of the season. Warsaw leads 20-4 with a minute 20 still to play here in the opening quarter. Stillman through the center circle. Got around Bricker into the corner. Reinert will try again. That's no good. Rebound grabbed by Winchester for the Lady Tigers. She'll start up the floor. Lofted up ahead for Wren. Right back to Winchester. Winchester kicks it back to Zartman for a three-pointer. Book it. Two threes and a three-point play. And Warsaw leads 23-4. And then a bad pass thrown by Caswell. It hit her teammate in the back. She had no idea it was coming. It's out of bounds to Warsaw with 54.9 left to play here in the quarter. Again, Grace Berger from the Indiana Fever will be joining us. You may remember if you follow the NCAA Women's Tournament. She's a former Hoosier of Indiana. Helped them have three terrific seasons. Now with the Indiana Fever, we'll ask her about the big competition that's coming up here at halftime. Bricker to Wren, right in front of the scorer's table, back to Bricker in the center circle, right side. Eric McManus is in the game, along with Layla Knepp. Wren, left corner, up the baseline, slips it back out to Chastain. Now to Knepp at the free throw line. Back to Chastain, 30 seconds. Oh, Chastain drives the right side of the lane, shot a little too high, no good. Rebound to Oberlin for Angola. In transition, Stillman kicks it into the near corner. Reinert will try again for three, and that one finally goes. Reinert with a three-pointer, 23-7, 14 seconds left. Knepp, right corner for McManus, out the rim, 9 seconds, and then her pass at the top is stolen. Caswell with a steal, and she missed the layup, and the ball is tipped out of bounds by Angola with 2 seconds left to play in the quarter. They bring Zartman in for Wren. Do they have a play they want to run? No, McManus is just going to throw it in. Bricker's going to let it bounce. Now Caswell comes to bother her. Bricker across the line, shoot to the buzzer, it does not count. Warsaw 23, Angola 7 at the end of one. We'll start quarter two in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw.